This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Woo. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
It's Jeremy White and Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
Have you seen the new hat trend? The upside down logo or word mark? I decided to get in on it. I bought a Bison's hat with the Bison's logo upside down. It's the sliding Bison.
So he's like sliding on the ceiling.
Yeah, like I'm going to get in on this. Kind of like it. Makes you think a little bit.
What does it make you think? What's wrong with that guy's hat?
It's a little thing called style. Look it up sometime.
You'll stare at it more because you have to try to figure out what it is.
And as everybody knows, the thing you want is people to stare at your hat.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
It's another wet one out there this morning. Sorry to report to those that have yet to go outside. Good morning, it's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy off today and tomorrow. Sal Capaccio is in today. Got a lot of fun stuff planned for you. We'll talk with Tom Gazzola way later in the show, 9 o'clock from Edmonton. We'll talk about the Oilers having a chance to make it a Stanley Cup final rematch. We'll talk with Joe Marino today at 8 o'clock. Saw his latest episode. He's trying to figure out how many targets and receptions all the Bills receivers are going to get. So a lot of good stuff to get to on today's show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm well. I just turned on the YouTube stream. What is up with these crowns? People have crowns now. They have different colors and stuff.
Crowns?
Right? What is... Owen, can I ask you? If you're in the chat, and
check in on the chat.
I'm looking at, by the way, the bullpen. Hey, we are on YouTube, by the way. If everybody doesn't know that, go to YouTube. Watch us on WGR 550 on YouTube. And this is a way for anybody... I always say this. If you're in Canada, you haven't been able to kind of listen to us in the Odyssey app for several years because the app doesn't work in Canada. It's a corporate thing.
Uh-huh.
But you can go to YouTube now and watch us and listen to us on morning and afternoon. And I'm looking in the chat. So good morning to Pablo and Black Knights and Ryan and Greg and Flap and all that. Oh, and what is it with these purple crowns that these people have now?
I got to tell you, I have no idea.
You didn't
Sal.
Do this.
I did not have anything to do with this.
Quick thing. So are you in that chat?
Yes.
You see next to top chat a little something XP?
Ooh, yeah, I see that.
Click that.
Oh, wow.
There is
There's a leaderboard. Community leaderboard in the chat.
Bullpen leaderboard.
The bullpen leaderboard. We got games going on now.
There's a bullpen leaderboard.
So here, I can read us what the community leaderboard and XP is.
Okay.
So what's the leaderboard? A place for fans to stand out in the community. The top three get special badges in the live chat. It resets every stream, so you can always try again. You gain points by sending messages, sending super chats, and super stickers.
Okay, so you're getting points for sending a comment.
Yes. So the more you talk in chat, the more you kind of get in on the conversation here, you can be on the leaderboard and get a badge.
Any comment?
Any comment.
See, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because let's...
I mean, I want to reward comments like this one from Black Knights, who said, Sal, at the Bills-Chiefs playoff game, you looked at me in the stands and laughed because I had Josh shaved into my chest hair. The words Josh. That's a comment in the bullpen. Here you go.
Right.
That should deserve some sort of crown right there.
Okay, yeah. So... Really, I would love for this to become, and I don't believe that YouTube presents you with this option. Because the last thing, like, let's keep it responsible in there. We don't want just, you know, you hit one letter and enter and one letter and enter and one letter, you know, you're farming for XP, basically. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, I will keep an eye out. If we've got XP farmers in here, I will get them booted.
You're making Owen's life a little more difficult. So don't just come in here to... As someone said, here comes the spam, right? So here's what we do. We do a radio show, we talk, but we also read your comments as we go on, and we call it the bullpen, and we welcome people in, and it's kind of grown, and it's become this cool community.
Yeah. What I really would love it to become, but they don't have this option right now, I don't believe, is let's make it around the horn.
Oh, man. Oh.
You get Owen in there is Tony Reale, and if he likes your comment, then... You get the bump up, you get the points. It becomes around the horn. Or if you say something that's dumb or ridiculous, then you lose points.
You get
points.
Muted.
I should get, a big,
you get muted.
I should get a big whiteboard and have my own rankings in here. Just because I'm in here every day,
that
I
is
see
amazing.
Everything. So I could,
you
I
and
could
G, you and
get
G,
a little...
A lot of the same chatters come in the morning show and the afternoon show. Because I read sometimes, I go on. I'm lurking sometimes. I'm reading.
Oh, yeah.
I'm reading comments. I'm not posting. I'm reading comments. A lot of the same people come in the morning show than in the afternoon show.
Yeah, we've got a crew of real good, solid people. You know, AC Man's in there.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave any names out. Coach is always in there. Uh-huh. We got a lot of people in there all the time. So come on in, join it.
it's
we
fun.
Tweet out a link every morning on Twitter if you want to come watch the guys on YouTube and let us know what you think. See if you can get on the leaderboard.
Yeah, like we got an all caps "Let's go Tage Thompson" in there right now. Like that,
would that get you a mute, or would that get you a 8 points
that
in the
would,
around the horn format?
I think you would almost lose points because what is the what? Why are we?
You're not
why
contributing
are we saying that this second.
Yeah,
this
you're not
morning?
Contributing to the conversation.
Exactly. Right.
You need to contribute to the conversation to get points.
Right. And if I just yell into the void, "Let's go," you know, Rasmus Dahlin.
Yes.
I guess Tage is a little bit more recent.
I mean, if you wrote "Let's go Knicks," that might help. Now, not that I agree or disagree, but it's relevant. It's tonight. Like their season's on the line.
Yes.
That would be something that would be relevant for today's chat.
Yeah. So I would love to see it become around the horn, but maybe we'll see if we could figure out a way
to... we'll work on that. We'll brainstorm some ideas and
you
see what
it.
We can do on
it. But head over to YouTube and participate if you would like to. I know if you're driving around, you know, obviously don't do
no,
that.
No, that's right.
But
I do participate sometimes. I pop in, I say hello. We read what's going on, but you know, we're trying to do the show and we try to interact a little bit. So we are in there, and every once in a while we'll pop in and say hi or answer a question.
Yeah, definitely. By the way, this is not where I was going to start. I wanted to get to this a little bit later on.
I'm sorry. I totally did.
I love this. I love this.
I veered you off the exit, the wrong ramp there.
Do you have any feeling or emotion about around the horn going off the air this week? Like, was that ever your show?
It was, but it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Like, there was a time period where it was around the horn in PTI. I watched, you know, pretty much every day.
Yeah. Staples.
Most regular basis. I remember Max Kellerman on Around the Horn. Max Kellerman was the host before Tony Reale.
As the host?
Yeah, I believe he was, wasn't he?
I don't remember that.
Oh, maybe he was just on it a lot?
I mean, and Tony Reale's also been doing it since 2005, so
yeah, I think it started a year before that, or...
Okay, because I wouldn't remember that then, probably, because I'm 8 or 9 years old.
Let me see. I believe he did.
Okay.
But anyway, I think that Max Kellerman was the host for a year, if I remember here. Max Kellerman was the original host, yes, in 2002.
Okay.
And I remember that, when that started. And Max Kellerman, if you don't know, he's not as around as much anymore. He's a big boxing analyst as well.
He's not around at all, actually, for the last 2 years.
Yeah. Do we know why?
Because it's something about his buyout that he took from ESPN.
Oh,
that
okay.
Basically, if he signed up to work anywhere else,
he wouldn't get any money.
He wouldn't get the money from ESPN, okay. So he decided, I'll just take 2 years off.
Okay.
So I think, actually,
all right.
There's a date. Like, you'll see Max Kellerman pop up in the media again because his buyout ends, like, coming up sometime soon.
So to answer your question, I was not as emotional as a lot of people were about the ending of the show.
Yeah.
But I was reminiscent and fond of it, you know, and thinking mm-hmm. about it. And what my emotion came from feeling really sad for the people, knowing how much it meant to them. Not for me selfishly watching it. Like, I haven't watched it in a long time, really. I turn it on once in a while. I'm home. I'm bumping around. I'm listening to the show. Bulldog. I'll have it on, whatever. I felt really bad for Mina Kimes, for Tim Kalashaw, for Woody Page.
For
all these people who I've watched on the show, and it means a lot to them. And when in any walk of life, in any business, when you are with somebody who you know that they love what they do and it's taken away from them and they leave or for whatever reason, that's sad.
Yeah.
You know, and in this business show, it happens a lot. We see people, we know people in this business who every day, every week we hear, I'm no longer working at whatever radio outlet or TV outlet or media, and they love what they do. That's where my emotion came from.
Yeah. And this show, I mean, they did a great job, I think, with their send-off, like showing all the producers and all the people who've worked on this show for like 25 years. For me, and for I'm sure many others, like that was sports television. It was PTI and Around the Horn.
Yeah. PTI, like, to me was, I always liked PTI a lot more.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot more, that might be strong, but that was more my style.
Sure.
I didn't love the game show format of the way Around the Horn went, but I enjoyed listening to their opinions.
Right.
I really liked when PTI started with Tony and Wilbon.
Yeah.
And that was more my speed and style. Like, okay, they had everything listed. You went through it for a minute and a half, 2 minutes each. Oh, what are they going to talk about there? I can't wait to hear what they say about that game last night. I see it listed there. And they come both from a journalistic, you know, background, those two guys.
Right.
And do you remember Kornheiser's radio show on ESPN?
No. I remember him in the booth on Monday Night Football, but I don't remember his radio show.
He also was on radio. He had a radio show for a little while.
Okay.
Like I was a big Tony Kornheiser fan. I enjoyed listening to him.
Yeah.
I thought he was very good in all of those mediums where he could have this journalism background and be entertaining.
Right. Which, that is one area that Around the Horn, that gave you that. And it was rotating sometimes, but you had guys from a journalism background that were all up there from different parts of the country before Twitter exists, right? How often are you going to get four competing thoughts and opinions from different points in the country in 2004 or 2005? You don't just have Twitter for that or other mediums. So, I mean, groundbreaking is one way to put it. I don't want to overstate it. But those two shows, you know, that's me growing up with sports television.
Yeah.
And one of them being gone is definitely sad. I hope PTI doesn't go anywhere. Not that I watch it every day, but I'll flick it on once in a while in the background. Wilbon and Kornheiser, I feel like they still got it. They're still with it. So Around the Horn being gone is sad. Also, because I don't know what Tony Reale does otherwise. And I like Tony Reale.
Right. He's been doing the media circuit now since then.
Yeah.
He's gone on. He went on Rich Eisen. They asked him about... It was really interesting. Like, they asked him how he found out the show was ending. And he had heard rumblings, but nobody really told him. And then he went in. He said he went into his bosses, and he offered different ways to do the show, if that's what it took.
Yeah, like, he wanted to keep doing it.
Right. Hey, like, what do you want me to change? And for whatever reason, you know, and there's a lot of theories about why it was canceled and all of that.
Yeah.
But he went through that. And then when you see that part of it, that's what got me, Joe, which is, here's this man who cares deeply about this particular show and what he does.
Yeah.
He loves what he does. He loves the people he works with. He wants to make it great. And that means something to me, right? When you're passionate about something, you want to make it great and you want to be the best at what you do and have people remember you, and that's your legacy.
Yeah.
When that's taken away from you, that's sad. And that's what I got from the last couple weeks on this.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely, the legacy is going to remain forever, obviously, because that show was a great concept. I thought the point system was cool. And also, I feel like Reale did an awesome job with that over 25 years, like giving out the points. Good. And he was very composed with it the whole time, I would say. So that went off the air this week.
And then on the, I've always said, and they finally brought it back. I saw it on Twitter last week. I retweeted it.
Uh-huh.
The open of him going through the kitchen and going through.
Yeah.
And it's to the music, the same as the Goodfellas scene. It's a remake of the Goodfellas scene. If you don't know why that's so popular and important, the clip of Tony Reale, there's an open of him walking through the bowels of like kind of the ESPN studios and offices, getting into the control room, going into the studio.
Yeah.
My apologies. Sorry about that.
No, you're good.
So that is done the exact same way as the Goodfellas scene.
Yeah.
With Ray Liotta.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can't think of her name, but she played Melfi on Sopranos. And they're walking through the kitchen, name. And it's the same thing. Anyway,
yeah.
One of the greatest kind of bits, I think, and that was on that show.
Yeah. Yeah, that was very cool. And then the ending, of course, as well. So that was a great send-off, I would say, this week. For a show that, again, I grew up with in sports television.
Lorraine Bracco, by the way.
Lorraine Bracco, that's right. The other thing
that
I wanted to start with that happened last night. So Florida is going to the Stanley Cup Final for the third year in a row. There have been, in the last 6 years, only two different winners of the Eastern Conference, and they all play in the same state. Florida 3 years in a row. The Panthers have made it 3 years in a row after the Lightning made it 3 years in a row. And I don't know, like, do you have any, you know, thoughts about that being, you know, down south and the taxes and the palm trees, right? Because we had that with Kevin Adams this year. Like, I guess basically, how has this happened that these two franchises that play in completely non-traditional hockey markets, one of which had a pretty rough history. I heard a stat yesterday before the Panthers won the game. They were down 2-0. That they won four playoff series in their first 28 years of existence. Four playoff series. They have now won 10 in the last 3 years. Like, they've become, they're not a dynasty because you've only won one Stanley Cup. You could probably got to win three before you really start getting that label seriously. But the Panthers have gone out there and built, we were talking about it the other day, I don't see a weakness on that hockey team. They have a star goalie. Mm-hmm. They have great defensemen, 1-6. They have great forwards. They have star players. They made all the right trades. You could say, well, they get the benefit of no state income tax.
I'm not into that as much.
I'm not either. But
as
you
someone
do,
who
you
lived
see it
down
a lot.
There, as someone who lived down there, and it's a talking point down there.
Yeah,
I'm not. I look around all of sports. Why aren't the Rays better? Why aren't the Dolphins better?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't the Buccaneers better? These teams have had a little bit of success here and there.
Sure,
you know the Buccaneers are okay right now.
Yeah,
I don't. I look at the history of these two teams. The reason why the Tampa Bay Lightning, and they've been good, by the way, for the last quarter century.
Yeah.
Because they had Vincent LeCavalier and a whole bunch of guys. And then Steven Stamkos. They had a bit of a dip, and then they got good again. And they made good deals, good trades, and good draft picks, and good development. Can you tell me? I'm looking at the Panthers build right now. Sam Reinhardt was a trade.
Right. That's okay? Right.
Barkov was a draft pick. Mm-hmm. Kachuk was a trade, and they gave up Jonathan Huberdeau, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, like, that was something they got panned for in a lot of circles for doing. Right? I mean, what was Verhaeghe was a trade, I believe, right?
Verhaeghe, I think, was a trade, yeah.
I mean,
Seth Jones was a trade.
Are these guys signing big free agent contracts because of no state tax?
No. Maybe
no.
You, in one instance, maybe Reinhardt signed for a little less than he could have on the open market.
To stay,
right? And that
they didn't acquire him like that, though.
No, that's right. And they also might not have, I mean, in other markets, you see guys stay for a little less than what they would get, the hometown discount, if you will. They were fresh off a Stanley Cup final. So
I want to go to your
question.
It might
not have even been his biggest motivation.
I haven't, ever since Kevin Adams made that comment, I've touched on it here and there. I've never really gotten into it and talked about, like, kind of in full breadth of it.
Sure.
And yeah, my opinion is what he said, he shouldn't have said. He's not completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
In what he said, which is, unless you win, right? If you don't win, you better have a better reason to go somewhere.
Right.
Because, Joe, that's the number one reason. Guys want to go to a place they're going to win.
Right.
They want to go to a place where it's not, I'm sure there's some players, there's too many players in the league and all these leagues who say, yeah, I mean, you would be naive to think that there's not a guy that goes, I just want to go there because I can make a little more money and I can live
on
a beach.
On my off days, I could sit on the beach.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. I'm sure that happens in some places, right?
Yep.
I think it's about winning more than anything. Mm-hmm. That's what guys want. They want to win. They want to be in a place where they feel they have a chance to compete for championships and be in a place where the people around them are having that goal. It doesn't go for every single person, but I think that's the main point. I don't agree with what Kevin Adams said. I'll say it. I don't think he should have said it. Those words are going to ring for a long time here in a bad way in Buffalo. His overall point was not incorrect, which is if you're not winning, okay, that's the number one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You better have that's other reasons why people want to come to you.
Yeah.
And because we also have higher taxes and you think about the weather, those aren't reasons to come here. The reasons would be the winning, and we're not doing the winning.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. I agree with pretty much everything that you said. I mean, the only reason that the Sabres could give somebody that to come here, that if you know, you look at their motivations and whatnot, if you don't have the winning component, well, one thing you could have that they have not typically acted on, at least in the last, you know, 5 years especially, well, one motivation you could give somebody is money. Is, oh, you could get more money from that team than anybody else. That what I'm saying is you could overpay for guys. That would be one way to get them. That is probably not prudent, probably not smart business to do, giving a guy. I mean, Sam Bennett is going to be a free agent at the end of this year. He scored his 10th goal for the Panthers in the playoffs last night. He now leads, I think I heard that. I heard on the broadcast. I should double check it, but they said he leads the NHL playoffs in goals. Sam Bennett. He'll be a free agent. You could give Sam Bennett a reason to think seriously about coming to the Buffalo Sabres, but what reason are you going to have to give him? Because he's not coming here because, oh, look over there. I really love what they got going. Like, he's not going to think that about this, from where he's coming from.
You have to have him value the money
more than anything.
I don't want to say more than winning. I don't think that sounds right.
Right.
But it has to be able to something to offset the fact that you know you might not win for a couple of years. You better be give him a reason.
A chance. There's not as big of a there's obviously not as great
not
of a
as
chance.
Great of a chance, right? To win. Yeah, that's right. You're going there to try to help a team win and say, I want to be the agent to turn around, right? I want to be the catalyst to help. No doubt. But something's got to kind of offset that, because right away you're like, okay, if I'm going there, if I'm doing this, you know, it's got to be worth what I'm doing. I think Buffalo actually does have a unique thing for hockey players, which is being so close to Canada and Toronto and Ontario, where so many guys come from. Like, I mean, that to me is a draw for a lot of these guys.
Yeah, I do think that has worked for them in instances. I'm not sure it happens as often as, you know, you think it could, but...
Right.
Like, when Jeff Skinner signs back with the Sabres, it's a lot to do with the fact that they gave him $9 million a year. But I had remembered him talking about how he likes the fact that he plays an hour and a half from where he grew up, because Skinner is a Toronto kid. Bennett, by the way, is a Toronto kid too.
I mean, a lot of these guys, look at
a lot, right? A lot of them
McDavid
are.
Kind of wanted to come here.
His Billet family in Erie were Sabre fans.
I mean, they were this area, right? Yeah. Like, yes.
That was in between where he's from and his junior team. Yeah, I remember that. So, when you look at them, they're going to the finals for the third year in a row. Copycatting in sports, teams that win, that makes it. When you look at them, what's like the thing to copycat from the Florida Panthers, if anything, where you'd say, oh, I'd really like the Sabres to do that or become that or try to get more of this? Like, when you see them and you see the success that they've had, does anything come to mind for like they should really try to copycat that?
Yes, it's chicken and egg a little bit. I think what the Florida Panthers have, what the Sabres need, is kind of a bunch of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
The dogs.
With
a W.
I do. I think that team, that's who they are. Which is funny because I know Edmonton might go back to a cup again. I don't look at Edmonton like that. I don't think they have those guys. But I think they're better at it this year.
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting all the scoring from McDavid and Draisaitl this year.
Right.
But they're playing closer games. You don't have to be, everyone doesn't have to be Tkachuk and go hit people and go punch them in the face.
Right.
Like, that's not what I'm saying.
And your comparison to Edmonton's fair because that's a good team to mention because I would never ask you about Edmonton. I would never ask you, hey, what should I copycat from Edmonton?
Right.
Because I can't copycat getting two of the top four players in the world. I can't do that.
And that's a big reason why they've had the success they have over the last several years. I mean, they have really good players in Florida. But, I mean, like, they have guys who just they want to go out there and beat you up and score goals. And, again, right. I'm not saying I want to go back to 1980s, everybody punching each other.
Right.
What I mean, though, is, like, holy cow, when people talk about being tough to play against, it doesn't matter who they roll on the ice. It doesn't matter what situation it is in the game. Like, they're gonna make you play every single foot of the ice and every single second of the game.
Yeah.
And they have talent to do it, too. It's not just a whole bunch of guys that run around checking people.
Oh, no, yeah. They have the couple. I mean, really, as much credit as the Tkachuk trade gets and should get for turning around the type of team that is, because before they trade, still to this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Today, that is the ballsiest, one of the most impressive trades that I have seen from a GM in the league. Not just because that they won the trade and they got the better player in the deal. It's the willingness that not every GM would to trade your all-time leading scorer in franchise history after making the second round of the playoffs, who was coming off, what did Huberto have that final year? 115 points.
Joe, they got blasted for that trade by a lot of people.
Definitely by some. His willingness, I'll face the music. I'll face the music on, I'm trading a super popular player that had a great season because I just think our team needs to be built differently. They go from a finesse offensive team that had amazing regular season success and made one rounds in the playoffs, one a round in the playoffs each year, to, yeah, that's not going to win us a cup. I need what you're saying. I need dogs. So let me go get.
Do you agree with me?
Matthew Tkachuk is like the king of the hill on that.
Do you agree with my assessment?
I do. I do think they don't get as much credit for something that they should, which, and you kind of spoke to this, they made, and one of them was with the Sabres, they made a couple of moves for some very top-end offensive players that, like, their power play is always good. They always get the goals on top of wanting to beat the snot out of you after every single whistle. And I think if you look at Verhaeghe, and I think if you look at Reinhardt, those are the two moves. Reinhardt ascending to another level when he got there obviously helps in a big way. I'm not sure they saw him, you know, in the last two seasons, he has 96 goals. I'm not sure that they saw that coming from him, but his ability to be a legit top 5-10 goal scorer in the league over the last couple of seasons. Verhaeghe scores in game sevens. Like, he should, Justin Williams, Mr. Game 7, we should start reassigning that to Verhaeghe. He scores in overtime, big playoff goals. I don't know that they get enough credit for. There are these couple of super skilled offensive players that aren't really the dogs that you think of, like Tkachuk and Bennett, but Marchand now, that have really fueled them becoming a great team also. Because Reinhardt wasn't there when Huberdeau and those couple of teams before were making the second round.
No, that's right. I don't want to give them like all this credit for Marchand, because obviously that's the situation. Set the deadline.
And Marchand also, I think, if I remember right, said, I only want to go to Florida.
Right.
I'd rather stay in Boston.
Yeah, he wanted to stay in Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing about him, Joe, is he is exactly that type of player that fits exactly what they're trying to do.
Right.
Right? Like, yeah, they went and got Kyle Okposo last year at the deadline, right? I mean, he didn't even play in some playoff games, I think.
Right, that's right.
Okay, so there's that element of just at the end of the year and trade deadline and, hey, let's get a couple guys here who could help with our depth. But you went and got that guy. That guy, Tkachuk, Bennett, like, these are guys that are hated around the league by fan bases.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because they score goals and beat you up, or at least put you in a position where you just can't stand being around them.
Right. And the other thing that
Not that Marchand beat you up, but you get my point.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. The other thing that they also have is Bobrovsky. And they got roasted for that contract when it happened. He is, I think this is true, so different than football. Football, it's every year, whoever's turn it is to sign, that ends up being like the highest paid quarterback or the highest paid receiver or whatever. But Sergei Bobrovsky is going into He's going into the final year of an 8-year, $10 million per year contract. He is still the highest paid goalie in the NHL. How crazy is that? They got blasted, roasted for that contract by many, and he definitely had some playoff failures along the way. But the last three seasons, having a star-level goalie, that's the other thing that that's another thing I would like to see the Sabres copycat. That's the one thing I don't feel like they've ever aggressively tried for during the playoff drought. I do think they've tried to bring in some physical players, not to this degree, like Florida did.
Right.
I do think they've tried to sign free agents. I mean, hell, since the drought started, have they not signed, I guess Leno wasn't the top free agent, Brad Richards was, but twice they have signed the top free agent. Stamkos never made it, so it was Okposo that was the top free agent. They got him. And then a couple years later, Taylor Hall was the top free agent. They got him. Now, to different degrees, those didn't work out. So they've tried certain things. The one thing I don't feel like they've ever gone for is, it might be an overpayment, but let me go get this star goalie that's available. And Florida did that years ago with Bobrovsky, and that has really helped them win these cups. Well, make it to these cup finals, I should say. They've only got one cup so far. 803-0550 is the phone number. We'll get back to some hockey a little bit later on in the show. If you've got a thought on this, though, feel free. You can get in. Tom Gazzola going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour on Edmonton in a potential rematch, Oilers and Panthers. We got to get, though, to what's going on in New England. Mike Vrabel, Stefan Diggs. We got some interesting Vrabel comments. Diggs on a boat. Drugs appearing to be present during OTAs for New England. So there's some drama already with Diggs and the Patriots. We got to get to that. Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio. We've also got Joe Marino coming up at 8 o'clock. Fun show planned for you. Stay tuned. This is WGR.
There's Seth Jones setting things up top. Now Ekblad. Ekblad shoots, score! Deflected in front on the power play. The Panthers are on the board.
Remember, Florida failed to get it clear on the one faceoff. And Carolina wasn't able to take advantage.
Here's Bennett. Towards the net, score! Rodriguez! We are tied at two!
The Panthers punched their ticket to the Stanley Cup Final for the third consecutive season. And they did it, I mean, five-game series. Remember last year when Rod Brindamore tried to exclaim that they didn't get swept by Florida because the four games they lost?
I do not remember that.
The four games, he took offense to someone saying they got swept in the media because... The four games were close. He didn't like the idea that they got destroyed because all four of the games were close. Like, that's not how that works.
That's...
A sweep is when you lose in four, you lost
in four.
I
totally don't remember this at all.
Oh, it was hilarious. I think it was last season.
Well, congratulations, you didn't get swept this year. You lost in five.
That's right.
That reminds me of... Do you know the story of when Rex Ryan was on a radio interview with Schopen the Bulldog one time?
Oh, yes,
and
I do.
Bulldog said to him, like...
You got run over.
You got run over, meaning like you got beaten really badly by a Tom Brady. And he took such offense to that, thinking, they didn't run the ball on us. Like, we stopped their run game. Dude, he scored 50 points on you throwing the ball, basically, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yes, that
reminds
me of that.
Which should tell you all you need to know that, the idea that one was easy. Like, that it's somehow so much worse if you lose that way, getting run on, as opposed to getting passed on every play that game happened with. I do remember that with Rex. Brindamore is NHL Sean McDermott. He is totally NHL Sean McDermott. He came in there and changed the culture and got success out of them. He didn't do it with a Josh Allen, so there's not that component of it. Every year they've made the playoffs with Brindamore as the coach, and they just can't get to the final. Every year they come close, and they can't quite get there.
What are they missing?
I have a thought.
I'll tell you what I think. I think they're truly missing. You said it the other day.
Yeah.
They don't have that true guy to kind of get them over the top.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know that you could look at... I think Barkov could be... Tkachuk and Barkov could be those guys. I mean,
the Panthers have superstar players. Like, they don't have...
They don't in Carolina.
Right.
You said that the other day, and I agree with that.
They don't have Barkov. They don't have... Tkachuk's not healthy right now. You could totally tell. But when he's playing at his peak, he is that. I mean, even... Honestly, Sebastian Aho is a very good player. How much better is he than Sam Reinhart? Sam Reinhart scored 57 goals last year. What do you think Aho's career high is? 38. Good player. Like, very good player. Scores 30 goals almost every single year. But even he hasn't had a year that another one of the Panther players had last year. And Barkov helps that, right? Reinhart getting to that many goals and power play. I think it's a little tougher what that team is missing because they kind of have the same season every single year. All their advanced numbers look amazing, and they win a round, and they lose in the second round, or they get smoked in the conference finals. The other thing for them is probably goaltending.
Because of the way that everything is built, what we just said, they don't have a goaltender to kind of bail them out when they aren't playing at that highest level.
Expect that they are going to be one of the most aggressive teams for Mitch Marner this summer.
Oh, really?
Like, we'll talk about him for the Sabres, but there was a report that the Hurricanes were trying to trade Rantanen to Toronto with trade deadline for Marner, and that Marner wasn't willing to... here we go. Marner was ultimately declined the trade, citing his desire to stay in Toronto, at least for the remainder of the season.
Well, now he has a choice, though.
Now he has a choice. Right, and he could go there now if he wants.
Or say, I don't want to... If that's the case, what I'm saying is, he may say, I don't want to go play down south.
That's true.
We just talked about like the proximity thing, right?
Yeah.
That could be it. Or, you're right, maybe at that point, not ready for that, want to do here with these guys, and we'll finish it out.
Also, you were telling me in the break the list of free agents for next offseason in the NHL.
Yes.
And those guys can't even sign until July 1st, so a huge chunk of them will get signed between now and then. McDavid, for instance... is on that list, and he'll re-sign at Edmonton, I'm sure. But, like, Jack Eichel's on that list. And I'm not so sure that he'll stay in Vegas. I kind of think Boston, of course,
yeah.
going
I
home.
I think the Rangers are a very big player for Jack Eichel if he gets to free agency.
Couldn't you see Carolina making a huge bid if he were to make it to the open market, though? And there are other guys on that list, too. So, yeah, I guess that's what Carolina is looking for. I mean, I don't lose any sleep at night, though, with the Hurricanes not being able to get over the hump. You know, I still hold my 2006.
I know you do.
I still hold my 2006 bitterness.
Oh, yeah, I'm not. Hey, I'm there with you.
I don't hate them anymore. Like, I don't hate the team on the ice now. They're good, but they can't quite get over it. While we're on hockey, we'll get to Stephon Diggs and the Patriots at 7. I want to get to that very quickly. I had this trade idea yesterday for Locked On Sabres that I threw out there, and I realized that the Sabre fans and other hockey fans are so split on what Bo Byram is worth in a trade.
Interesting.
Like, totally different ideas. Some, like, mid-round pick or, you know, second-round pick type guy, maybe a prospect and a pick. Others, you know, he's what are you talking about? He's 15th in the league in even strength points, a defenseman. Like, he's worth all of this. And the reason I bring him up is because his name was obviously in trade rumors last week. Elliot Friedman saying the Sabres are gauging the market on Byram. So, interesting one to figure out. 803-0550 is the phone number. The Panthers on to the Stanley Cup Finals. Stephon Diggs is in the news. I've got a quarterback question I want to get Sal's opinion on. So, a lot to get to. Stay tuned. OTAs around the NFL are happening. Sal, have we gone too far when ESPN Cleveland tweeted out yesterday a QB tracker with all the stats of the Browns quarterbacks in OTA practice?
No, we have not, because we've done things like that before here in Buffalo. Nope. I am not going to say that, because we literally had something called the Who's Dak here.
We did. Were we keeping exact passing completion stats, though, in OTAs?
At one point,
because that's what we have,
kind of, sort of. I don't remember if it was here or if it was OTAs or if it was
training camp, maybe.
Training camp, but I know, like, when Joe was here, Joe Biscaglia, when he was working here as well.
Yeah.
And we would kind of talk about it, and Matt Collar was here.
Like EJ.
Era. Like, I don't remember, like, how we did it, but there were definitely stats involved.
Okay. Because ESPN Cleveland tweeted out yesterday, Joe Flacco, 9 of 14 with a touchdown. Shedeur Sanders, 7 of 9, 3 touchdowns. Taylor Gabriel, 11 of 16, 2 Dylan Gabriel.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day, whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Oh, thank you. Two touchdowns and one interception. And then Kenny Pickett, 9 of 16, no touchdowns.
How are we handicapping the who's Dak in Cleveland right now? The who's Dak, by the way, is who's the quarterback.
Yeah. Who would you make the favorite right now to start week one?
It's a good question. So, actually,
I was listening to Mina Kimes' podcast. I say she thinks it's going to be Gabriel, which that's the guy I hear the least.
So,
but she thinks he's the perfect fit for the offense. So,
right around draft time, right after all that, two different times I had different Cleveland guests on.
Mm-hmm.
Extra Point Show. I asked this very question to both. Got two mm-hmm. very different answers. I don't remember who said what. One said, it'll either be Sanders or Gabriel.
Uh-huh.
The other said, it'll be Joe Flacco.
Okay.
Like, okay.
Well, between the two, they're ruling out Kenny Pickett then, at least.
Oh, wait. Maybe they said Pickett or Sanders. Or I can't remember. Okay. Either way, one said it's definitely not going to be Flacco. The other said it's going to be Flacco. Like, that was kind of the way it went.
Okay.
I think it might be Joe Flacco. I think they start the season thinking, hey, let's keep the ship afloat as much as we can and see where we go.
Yeah.
Right? If they kind of go into the season with one of the young guys, I think they're already knowing that there's going to be an uphill battle. Yeah, you might get something out of them.
Yeah.
But you might want to go with the veteran to kind of keep things afloat to start at least.
Yeah. I almost feel like the least likely outcome is Sanders. Sanders is your break glass in case of emergency, the season's going off the rails, and we want to keep everybody invested. That's your Shedeur Sanders move. If he's sitting on the bench and the season's going poorly, because of his personality and his brand and, you know, his last name, and even his profile to some extent too, he also gives you a little element of hope that you could, if you kind of only go to that, I feel like, if you need it, you know? Like, you don't have to start the year, I don't think, with him. You could get to him later on if things aren't going well. So, and they clearly liked Gabriel more in the draft process. They drafted him first. So, I feel like Sanders might be the one I wouldn't pick. I don't know how to handicap the other three. Because just, like, what's the difference between Flacco and Pickett? For them, it's just going to be probably who looks better between now and you know, training camp and preseason.
For all the talk about Sanders and what happened in the draft, at the end of the day, might have been the best thing for him to go when he did to alleviate that pressure that he has to play right away. He's got to perform right away. Like, they could actually let him develop. Now, all the noise surrounding, I don't know how much that lends itself to that as much as a normal situation. But you're right, I think. Like, if you just let him watch, develop a little bit, work with him.
Yeah.
I think that might be the best scenario for him.
Yeah.
Instead of you drafted him in the second round, so now there's this pressure that he needs to play right away from both the organization and on him.
803-0550 is the phone number. When we come back, we got some Mike Vrabel comments for you on a viral Stephon Diggs video that is got him in some hot water with New England fans already. That, when we come back, Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, Jeremy White is off today. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Woo. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.